Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today is such a beautiful day. I hope that things are working out for you. I hope that you're having a great day as well. Well, I'm having an amazing day today because one of my listeners actually called into the show last week, and I get so excited when I hear from listeners. And not only did she call into the show, she actually requested that I talk about something special today, and so I'm super excited about that. And so I'm gonna go ahead and play the message from Talani, and then when we get back, I'll get right into it.
Hi, Dr. Ozzy. Keep up the good work. I'm loving your podcast. Can you please talk about how you maintained your relationship with your friends back in Nigeria when you moved here? Did you get a lot of people complaining about, you know, how long it took you to respond to your messages and how busy you got? Because those were some of the things that I experienced when I moved here. My friends were always complaining, oh, you're now so busy. You don't even respond to your messages until after 24 hours. And I tried to explain to them that, you know, juggling work and school is tough, you know. But some people just don't understand. And they always have this accusatory tone when you talk to them. They're like, oh, you've forgotten me. So I don't know if you experienced that, but if you did, can you talk about how you coped and everything? Thank you.
So that's such an amazing question, Talani. Thanks for asking that question. That's so amazing because I've also experienced that, and I decided to bring a guest onto the show who's been in the U.S., you know, a lot longer than I have, just so we can talk about it really, really well. So welcome, Nancy.
Thanks for having me again.
So I think, Talani, her main question is how to, you know, friendships. When she moved out here, a lot of her friends would send her messages and, you know, complain that she had forgotten about them. And so I just wanted to know, you know, I know you went to, you part of your high school was in Nigeria and then you moved out here, so you've been here a long time. Did you experience this as well, and what did you do about it?
I definitely did, but there was no Instagram, Facebook, Twitter for the, you know, the complaints to kind of gush in. It was more email, or if they saw someone traveling, they gave a letter. And basically, I couldn't do anything about it. When you come to America, it's not what you really expected. So you have to work hard. You have to have a job in order to kind of achieve those dreams and goals that you set for yourself. So when I did meet those friends who were, I'll consider my best friends from home, many of them, we just reconnected and just, you know, they forgave me. I forgave them, and we keep it moving. But your acquaintances, I think it hits them harder because they're not truly, they don't truly know your goals and dreams. They can't forgive so easily. They bank on seeing you every day.
Right.
Well, kind of get over it when the time
comes. So I think you've really, really touched on two important things. Like, your closest friends will get it. And then there's just the whole concept of work. Like in Nigeria, when I went to college, you know, not a lot of college students were working. They were just there to get an education, get good grades. So it was just, that was the focus. But in America, a lot of people have to work on the side as well. So did you like work? Like,
oh yes, I had jobs upon jobs. I had jobs for housing, jobs for food. I mean, I had jobs to, you have to have jobs to kind of attain the goals that you set for yourself and network.
Right.
And so I had a lot of jobs. Yes.
And I find that time difference is also a big deal. Like, a lot of times people are sending me messages when I'm about to sleep. And when I wake up, that's not a time that I want to, you know, reconnect with everyone. I just want to start the day. So for me, I guess the time difference was a big, big deal where I just was trying to catch up constantly. And just, you know, going to school is another thing. Like, you have to go to the library. So many things just take up your time. And I guess that what you're saying is the people who are closest to you would understand.
Yeah, and I also, and right now it's easier though to keep in touch. I mean, one message on Twitter will cover everybody. If you show one person that you're busy, everybody knows you're busy this month, this year. They'll check back again later. Yes.
Right, right. A lot of people that I'm close to, like, if we haven't spoken in like a year, the moment we speak is like we never left the room. You know, so they don't really tell me like,
But there are definitely people who would say that to me, where I would be like online doing an assignment and I would see the message like, I see you online on Skype. You don't want to see, you know, stuff like that. And it's just like, yeah, I'm online, but I'm not here to like chat. I'm trying to get something done, you know? So that's definitely something that is, you know, I think that was a great question that she asked. I think that we've definitely touched on the things that she needs to keep in mind. You cannot, you know, respond to everyone. Not everyone will understand. And you just have to be you and, you know, work at your own pace. Don't try to please everybody. But
not all friendships last forever. So if you meet again and it's not happening, then it's not meant to be.
Right, right. I think for friendships, I think the most important thing is that when your friends need you, you're there for them, you know? Regardless of what continent, what, you know, country you are, when your friends need you, you should be there for them. So I think that's what friendship is really, really about. Yeah. So I hope we're able to answer your question, Talani. I hope, you know, everyone enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys at the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.